Hi guys, and welcome back to Shadow Aspects Podcast. It has been, I'm not even sure actually how long it's been since the last episode. You guys may have picked up by now that I don't do this regularly. I don't do really anything on a set schedule because then it feels like pressure. What I do is wait until I feel called to put out an episode, and then get to it right away. I notice that sometimes I'll procrastinate or make excuses, and the message that needs to be conveyed will just come through so clear over and over until I do it. Sometimes I even develop like a cough almost, and so I'm like, fine, I'll just record. Since I last put out an episode, a lot has changed, and at the same time, not much has changed. For one, I still am on this social media detox, sort of. I don't know why, I just don't feel called to put anything out on social media right now. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, it's shadow_aspects1, I believe. I keep changing my handle, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But yeah, I haven't been putting too much out right now. I really just have been posting to my stories for the most part. And a lot of that is actually on my main account. So I don't know what it is. I feel called to be quiet, I guess you could say. Oh my gosh, no. Okay, so my Instagram handle, I just checked it, is shadow_witch1. Not shadow aspects. So yeah, you can feel free to follow for whenever this dry spell ends. I usually put out content that I feel is pretty good. But yeah, I just wanted to come on because despite the fact that I've not been posting, I have been on social media and scrolling. I feel like my timeline is filled with amazing opportunities for growth and amazing information and amazing people. Even when I sign off of social media, I usually walk away far more uplifted than when I open the app. Particularly Instagram, it's just so fast and you scroll. I'm not gonna lie, I don't love that it's transitioning to reels. I feel like I've gotten so much information and just, you know, a post that kind of is just straight to the point. And for those of you that know me, you know that's my thing. Like, just give me the info and go. Hence why I try to keep these podcast episodes short. There's just no reason to make things longer. And I feel like, too, we already have TikTok, so I don't know. The Reels thing, it's cool, but it's not my preference, we'll say. So I do hope that Instagram doesn't totally transform into Reels. But yeah, so basically, the bone I have to pick, and this only comes across my timeline every so often, a little bit more so on my Shadow Witch account, is the readers, and by readers I mean tarot readers and just card readers in general, psychics, and a lot of people are coaches and stuff. The people who post things for shock value seem to be a little bit of the problem. And just to give an example so you know what I mean and you'll see what I'm talking about if and when you come across it, are the people who post things like the full moon we just had was the second full moon in Aquarius. And while that is absolutely incredible, it's a blue moon, we all know the saying, once in a blue moon, still there are people who, every single full moon, once a month, are posting these wow factors, like, this moon is going to be so transformative, and you're going to be an entirely new person, and this is going to happen, and you're clearing everything, and everything's going to be great after this, and even worse if it's like your twin flame is coming back to you by tomorrow at 3. Things like that, where it kind of puts people in this limbo, I guess. This limbo of like, man, things are going to be so great and I'm going to be totally different. And while that could be true at some level, there still is always going to be the part that you have to work on as the person reading these things. The part that you have to be intentional about, where you have to be committed to change. If you think about it, how many full moons have passed since the beginning of time, and still we've had horrible things happen. We still have pretty shitty people, and I mean, I can speak even to just my family alone. There are still people who experience the same full moons as I do, and they're not transformed in the slightest. In fact, some of them are transformed for the worst, or they're even worse than they were previously. So while I was in the same boat at one point, wanted to believe that, man, this new moon is going to be amazing, and this full moon, and then there's some stars that are aligning, and the energy is perfect, so I'm just going to be different somehow. I have no idea how that's going to work, but I'm going to be different. I just think that it's important that we as readers, those who are posting the content, should totally incorporate the fact that it's not going to just come to you, most likely. Are there miracles that happen, and even things that aren't necessarily miracles, but things do shift and you had no say whatsoever, but you just came out a better person? Of course, but is that the normal throughout the majority of your life or the majority of people's lives? I would have to say most likely not. Otherwise, we would be way better off as a civilization, as humanity. The other thing that kind of goes hand in hand with that are the readers who not only have strong opinions, because strong opinions, or just opinions in general, are obviously a natural part of life, but the ones who base their opinions on, or back their opinions up with the phrase, "I just see higher than everyone else," or "it's because I'm so enlightened and the rest of you aren't, that I can see what is right and I choose the right path," etc., etc., etc. I would hope that if you're listening to this podcast, you know that, or you at least are open to hearing that, no matter what someone does or chooses in their life, it's for a reason. Not only that, there is likely a long string of occurrences and ideas and things that were implemented that lead anyone into any choice or decision at any point in time. The best example I can think is of like kings and queens, how they're so convinced that they're sent by God, that they're meant to be king and queen by God, and that when they win a battle, that's a sign from God because they've won. And they probably are onto something, whereas someone else might be like, no, that's not the correct king or queen. I know that in the past there have been discrepancies and they don't believe that the person who is in power deserves it, or, I mean, there's been some horrible things that have happened where family lines wipe each other out and whatnot. So while the king or queen themselves is convinced based on occurrences in their life that led them to be king or queen, for example, just getting to that point in and of itself is like a huge thing, and then winning battles and overcoming every obstacle that I can't even fathom they would face, they're led to believe so strongly that this is what I'm meant to do, this is what I'm meant to be. And that is true for them, based on what has happened in their life. And it's the same for all of us. Anyone who chooses any path, whether it be, you know, the path of Christianity, or the path to be a psychologist, or to be a doctor, or to be a nanny, or whatever it is, has been a series of events, a series of ideas, a series of doors opening for them to get there. So while you may think you are just incredibly aligned and enlightened and you can see so far beyond everyone else, someone else feels exactly the same and is also right. The reason I'm even bringing this up now is because this thought process is dangerous. And not only that, it's even more dangerous when it's coming from people who are supposed to be guiding others. Those who have a following and those who use that following to their advantage. Especially those who are doing energy work. I mean, if you're allowing this person to tap into your energy or tell you how to handle your ego, and yet they do and say things like this, then they have work to do themselves, and in my opinion, shouldn't be guiding anyone. If they're not gonna check themselves on something so apparent and so blatantly egoic, then they shouldn't be making posts about shadow work or we're managing your ego, or how everyone is just egoic but not them, etc. So I mentioned this just to say to watch out for things like that on social media in particular, and if you are one of those, ask yourself why. I mean, acknowledge too that you're doing it and that there's probably a better approach. I think in my life I have been blessed and cursed with this ability to, it's not even an ability actually, it's every time I think I know something, every time I judge someone, every time I think something is stupid or whatever, I end up facing that exact same situation, the exact same thing. I used to think so differently than I do now. And now I'm like, holy shit. Like, I almost understand how people get led to do anything. And like I said, that is a blessing and a curse, because I don't want to have sympathy for certain people, some horrible, horrible things that happen. But when you can understand that there was likely a sequence of events that led to this, and it probably wasn't just like out of the blue, it gets tough. And so maybe I'm just thinking now, maybe I'm not the only one that has this blessing / curse. Maybe we all do. Maybe I'm just someone who noticed it, one of the people who've noticed. I think my logical mind kicks in all the time, and I apply everything I learn at any given point. Like, if you look at my Audible account, I was actually looking through it today, and I'm like, my God, I never listen to anything for fun. It's all how to improve, how to be better, how to understand, how to push forward. And so when I'm faced with certain situations, I'm usually applying information. And I think I do the same thing too, where, let's say, this is just obviously an example, but if I judge someone for like the kind of car they drive, and I'm like, oh my God, they're so lazy or so cheap, they drive this car or something, inevitably within the next like year or so, I'll be forced to drive a car that I don't want to, through like money issues and the car being literally the only option available for me, and I'll basically have to eat my words. This happens all the time, literally all the time. It's like actually incredible to think about. And so at that point, when I hit that roadblock and I'm like, holy crap, literally every door is shut, which I can not only see externally, but also feel energetically. You can feel when things are closed off to you. And I sit and I'm like, what is the lesson? Usually the lesson is that I thought I knew everything previously to that, and now I'm shown that judging gets you nowhere. Judging gets you absolutely nowhere, because now someone could judge me, not knowing I'm working my ass off all the time, and thinking maybe that that's all I can afford, when in reality, like, it's just not working out. Every car I was gonna go buy got sold or crashed or whatever, and I end up stuck in that situation. So that's like a little bit of a rant, but long story short, when you're picking your readers, your tarot readers, your energy readers, whatever it is, look at the things that they post and see if they, if you think that they're a fit for you, if you think that they're someone who should be guiding you in your shadow work or your ego or your energy in any capacity. At the same time, not everyone is perfect. So, I mean, you're not going to find an earth angel, like a literal earth angel who's just never made a mistake in their lives, but you want to kind of see where someone's mind and energy is at any given time, especially when you're opening yourself up to them in any way. I mean, that is in relationships, friendships, energy, reading, business, I guess, partnerships, whatever it is. You want to see where the person is at and choose wisely, choose accordingly. Truly, I would hope that we apply that to everything we do in life. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, and this is actually an example of what I was just talking about, but this comes up all the time, is for those of us who are manifesting, and I'm manifesting probably at all times. So this hits me pretty hard, and I have to remember this. Like, I have to make a conscious effort to remember to not do this. But when you're manifesting, this is kind of like a double-edged sword. So one side of it is this. You should never, never, never manifest based on what someone else has. And hear me out before you exit out of this, like, duh, Brianna, that's obvious, stop being ridiculous. What I mean is this. We have a tendency to look at someone and say, oh my gosh, I want a Range Rover just like hers. I want a boyfriend just like hers. I want a girlfriend like theirs. I want a relationship like theirs. I want a family dynamic like theirs. And while that's understandable, and I totally think that it's reasonable and probably necessary to pick based on the things that you see, you have to remember that what you see in things is such a small fraction of what they really are, that you could actually be manifesting against yourself. So if you're looking at the relationship and saying, my God, they're such a beautiful couple, I want to be just like them, I want something just like that, please universe, bring me something just like them, you don't know what's happening in the background. What you're looking at and asking for is based on surface level stuff that you see of them, but you might not know that there's domestic violence in the relationship, or incredible money problems, or cheating, or it's abusive, or emotionally taxing, or maybe they're not even in love, but they just look cute together. They look like, you know, Ken and Barbie or whatever. So my biggest thing is, don't ask the universe to bring you things like someone else. But rather, when you're manifesting, kind of come at it like, these are the qualities that I want. You know, happiness and joy. Do you want the most handsome or beautiful person? Maybe so, but include the feelings that you want as well. It's funny because I was reminded of this. Me being me, and absolutely out of the loop at all times for some reason. I just discovered vlogs. Like, I just discovered YouTube, like, the other day. I think 2 weeks ago. And obviously, I had used YouTube before this, but I only ever used it to find something out real quick. And I'd be like, ugh, YouTube, how this works. Like, how the hell do I get this thing open? Or something like that. But I had such wanderlust the other day, because those of you who followed me, I guess, in 2019 would know that I used to just travel. I used to pick up and go, and it was such an incredible time. I would go alone and experience new places and just be as free as I possibly could be. And so I went on YouTube. I was like, you know what? I feel like crap. I feel like absolute crap. I haven't gone anywhere. I ended up getting COVID anyways, which, side note, I would rather literally just drop dead than ever experience that again. But my annoyance was like I got it and I didn't even do anything to get it. I got it from the kids that I've been nannying for and quarantined with for this whole time. So I was like, if I was gonna get it, I wish I got it from doing something fun. But that's obviously a side note. That's me being bitter. But so the other day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch some videos maybe. I didn't even think to call it a vlog, but I was like, I'm gonna watch some videos about some girls maybe traveling to cool places like London. Those of you that know me know I'm literally obsessed with England. That is like some serious past life stuff. And Amsterdam, which I just think is so cool and stuff. And so I found a couple. I think I found two. And I watched them and went through all their videos and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I get to like experience these cool places. A lot of them are now closed because of COVID, unfortunately, and actually mean closed for good, which is super unfortunate. But I got to see it and do the best that I could from my couch, I guess. And so the second girl that I found just from suggested videos, her name is Paige Mariah, and I think she is just so cool. She picked up from here to go, or from Chicago, to go move to London. And I believe she went there for her master's program. Don't quote me on that, because I've honestly been following more so intrigued by the fact that she moved to London alone and just has let people come along with her, essentially. And she's so cool. Like, she's a cool person. Enough to keep me watching her stuff for like 2 weeks straight at this point. I don't think I've opened like Netflix or anything else. I've been like, let's go see what Paige Mariah is doing, which is just so funny and so normally unlike me. But I bring this up to say that I caught myself again manifesting based on her, based on what someone else had and being like, oh, I want that happiness that she has. She just looks so radiant and so happy and so at peace in London, and I just think I'll have that too if I can get there and make some mountains move in order to get there, etc., etc. And just now, actually, when I was watching a couple more videos of hers, she was pretty open and said that she actually was going through a super hard time there throughout all those videos. She let us know that despite the fact that she was incredibly happy and living her absolute dream life in London, in England, experiencing different places, going to Switzerland and Austria and all these amazing, amazing things, that she was forced to face her own inner stuff and that she was crying and upset most days. Now, for me watching her videos, I would never in my life have thought that. I never, never, never would have thought that. It looked like she was everything one could want to be. And this is obviously not to bash her in any way. I still think she is the coolest. And I, in fact, think she's even cooler for putting this out, because this is what tackles shadow work. This stuff. Had she not put this video out, let's say I or someone else or hundreds of other people, I think she has something like 200,000 to 300,000 followers. So let's just say 1,000 people take her advice or take her, I don't even know what the word is. Use her as an example, I guess. And they're like, yes, all right, I'm going to move to London. Maybe they're feeling the same things that come up and they're thinking, what is wrong with me? Something's wrong with me. You know, other people have done it, and like Paige Mariah, she did it and she was so happy, all the while not knowing that she also faced hard times. That it wasn't all rainbows and daisies, and it wasn't all the London Tower and Germany and going to, I think, France. I can't even remember. She's been to a lot of places, which is super cool too. But had she not put that out, people would be doubting themselves. And this is the perfect example of social media. The freaking perfect example. That what we see, we think is reality. We as humans think, if we see it, that's what it is. If we grew up that way, that's how everyone grows up. What we don't know is unfortunately what we don't know. And a lot of times, what we don't know is what would save us. What we don't know is what would show us that we are not alone. Like, yes, I'm in London and I'm facing some really incredible shit now that I'm here alone and far from my family, but I'm also having the time of my life. I must be crazy. Not knowing that others are facing it too. I have incredible respect for her bringing that up. I really, really, really do, because I know I would totally doubt myself had I made the shift and gotten there and had anything other than pure joy and elation. I'd be like, oh, something's wrong with me. Great. So, I mean, I suggest you go watch her channel. It's incredible. She has such an easy, like, energy. She's calm and she's just so chill. And these are the kinds of quote-unquote influencers that we need. We need people to be honest so that we know not only the truth and we can apply that to ourselves, but also so we know not to manifest on false reality. That is obviously, when you put it that way, that's obviously manifesting on very shaky ground, of not firm foundation at all. It's like a damn sand foundation, and the tide's gonna come in and swipe it all out to sea. Because when we're manifesting based on an illusion, we get an illusion. And we often end up worse off than before it. We end up feeling like shit. We feel like shit. We can't figure out why we feel like shit because no one's being honest. You're like, I'm the only one that feels like shit, obviously. And everyone else is like, yeah, no, actually, I'm the only one feeling like shit, but I'm definitely not going to mention it. And then everyone just feels like garbage. And no one's saying it. Instead, it's like, just smile. You know, smile in front of these beautiful landmarks and incredible, the Stonehenge. Like, just make it look like we're having the best time. And then cry later when I'm home alone and no one knows. So I know that this episode has been a little longer than usual, but this is what happens when I procrastinate and wait and wait and wait, and then I'm forced to put out an episode, and yeah, here we are. I do hope, as always, that anyone listening, well, I'm assuming anyone listening is into shadow work, and that you push forward. It's not easy for any of us. I'll be the first one to tell you it's tough being a human. I feel like that should reflect in the fact that I'm not consistent in putting out episodes or social media. There is so much coming at us at all times. I mean, we are overstimulated humans. We have access to information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can go watch people on the other side of the world, where at one point in time it was considered impossible to speak to someone on the other side of the world, let alone watch what they're doing. And while this obviously has its benefits, it absolutely has its negatives as well. And so keep that in mind. Don't be hard on yourself when you mess up, or when you have an off day, or when things just aren't going right. Don't be hard on yourself. Just know things can be different tomorrow. And if tomorrow still feels a little crappy, then know that things can be different the day after that. They do. I'm not even to be totally corny, but what goes up must come down. Luckily for all of us. I thank you for listening as always. I have no idea if I'm going to put out anything in regards to this episode. So if you could share it with those that you think need to hear it, I'd appreciate it, because I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do. I'm certainly not going to post about it like I used to. Like, the thought of posting on social media is just, it feels wrong. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, I appreciate you guys listening as always. I love recording, and I hope to manifest the ability to record more often. Maybe not feel so drained from life all the time. But yeah, I appreciate you and you spreading the word. And I look forward to the next episode. I'm actually curious what the next episode will be about, because I never know. I never, ever know. And it is all recorded in one take. I don't edit it at all. I just sit down and do it. Thank you for listening.